Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells. Justin, this commitment's been a long time coming, one we're excited to talk about because it is an exciting player. Four-star cornerback Samari Matthews out of North Carolina picks the Longhorns, probably over South Carolina.
Yeah, and so this is one that you can check in the box for Mark Orfeh. He got one of his corners earlier in the cycle in Hayward Howard Jr. out of Louisiana. He goes to North Carolina for the next one in Samari Matthews. And this was a fun recruitment, I think, from the Texas side, because as soon as he was offered, he set his official visit on the very same day. That is what we in recruiting call a good sign. And then he comes on to visit in April, and he's absolutely enamored in everything that is Texas. The facilities, the people, the city, just everything involved. I think he was almost overwhelmed to a point. He also had a previous relationship with the Texas staff. He had talked to Terry Joseph before, but he had had one built in with Mark Orfeh, and I think it really paid off. South Carolina made it interesting. I think they hosted him for his last official visit. They put in their best foot, but at the end of the day, he decided he wants to be a member of DBU, and he's headed to Austin.
Let's talk a little bit about that Orfeh aspect because, you know, Terry Joseph goes off to the NFL, goes to the Saints. Blake Gideon goes to Georgia Tech to call defenses. And so Texas hires Mark Orfeh. Orfeh had built that relationship, like you mentioned, and it was pretty, like, immediate. Like, Texas offer, visit set up, and that relationship, along with the one he built with Steve Sarkisian, Dwayne Aquina, Pete Kwiatkowski, is really what put Texas' foot in the door and then allowed them to kick it down.
It really is. You know, Orfeh knew this guy from when he was at Rutgers. This was an early eval for him. And Samari, he loved that. He was an open guy at that time. And once Orfeh got to Austin, he was one of the first calls. And so I think Samari took that as a really good sign. And also, you know, he had a lot of schools. You know, we asked him about North Carolina, you know, with them having Chapel Bill. I honestly thought the Tar Heels would be, you know, one of the favorites there. But he really looked at the bigger picture. He loved everything Texas had to offer. I think he really enjoyed the defensive scheme. When they brought him in during his official visit, they went over how he would fit. I think they're originally going to look at him at boundary corner, but they see him as a man on the island. They also see him as a guy that could potentially play two different levels. He could also play in the nickel spot, which kind of adds to his versatility. He's got some long height and range. He's kind of rangy, so he's kind of that prototypical corner that a lot of guys are looking for. It felt like a culture fit kind of early on, and then the more you looked at it, he fits in so many other areas as well, but he really does in this defense. I think he's going to be tested out there on the island, and I think Orfeh has the most attention on him. They believe in this kid. I like the fact that Terry Joseph also recruited him. I like that they also did an evaluation on him, and they were trying to build up that relationship. That tells you this kid was a good player from the start.
He's ranked by the industry ranking number 70 overall, number 9 cornerback. There are some outlets that have him in the top, you know, 50, top 30. Just a special player from the North Carolina area where Texas doesn't really go to all that often, but leveraged that previous relationship in order to get it. There was, you know, like we mentioned, South Carolina was a team that really came on strong after him. I think he talked a little bit with Clemson, Florida yeah. State, Miami were also some schools that were trying to make their appeals. I think South Carolina was able to get the last word on the official visit. And there was some buzz for the Gamecocks and Shane Beamer and company. But, you know, the visit that he made in April, multi-day visit, saw what he wanted from the school, saw what he wanted from the program, saw what he wanted from the city of Austin, came back, had a great official visit. And that, even though the Gamecocks gave their best effort, Texas was still able to hold them off in the very end.
Yeah, you know, South Carolina, you know, we're kind of getting in this era now of recruiting where relationships still matter. Okay, let's just be honest. But it's not as important in some cases. And so for some, it is. For your John Turntimes and guys like that, the relationships still do matter. But for some other recruits, some things are prioritized in a different order. For Samari, it was always about feeling comfortable. It was about feeling at home. It was a pretty good chance he was going to move far away. And his mother and father wanted to make sure this kid was in the best hands possible. I'm telling you, you know, I know recruitments change on a dime, but after that unofficial in April to Texas, I would have bet the house that the Horns were going to be the pick. And it all just lined up. And that's what's so cool about today, because I think he's always kind of envisioned himself at Texas, especially after that trip. The OV, I think, just justified everything that he already knew. But he still was respectful to these other schools. He still took other OVs. He still was thorough in his process. But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes schools that start the relationship sooner, they get a head start. And sometimes that matters. In this recruitment, it didn't. There was some slack in it. Texas made that up. And sometimes you're going to get kids that you don't have that first evaluation on. Sometimes you're not. In this case, Samari was so judicious with the way he looked at notes, the way he looked at the room. He looked at the opportunity to play as a freshman. Like, he factored all these things in. And at the end of the day, Texas made the most sense for him.
I like how you mentioned the relationships, that being a big factor. But this is another one where Texas' play on the field was really important, because he had mentioned to us that, you know what, I saw some Texas games. I watched them on TV, and I liked what they were doing on defense. And, you know, you can kind of make what you want of how everything's on TV these days. But when you're playing in big games, when you're playing in the SEC, you're going to get some national audiences. You're going to go into places that maybe you don't normally get eyes on when you're playing in primetime. And this was an example. I'm not trying to do like the whole like, wow, you're on ESPN. Everybody's on ESPN. Everybody's on Fox. I get that. But like, the fact that Texas was playing in big games and put in front of his eyes, and he saw guys like Michael Taft, Jahdae Barron, yes, Jelani McDonald, Andrew Mukuba, even going back, seeing previous defenses, some guys making plays, Ryan Watts, those types of guys, that stood out to him, made him interested. And then that relationship showed up and was what he wanted to be a part of. So before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor. That is Josh Holden Real Estate.
Hi guys, sorry to interrupt, but if you're thinking about buying or selling a home in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, you need to contact Josh Holden. The Metroplex is massive, and the local real estate market is full of nuances and subtleties only an experienced agent like Josh can help you navigate. From Preston Hollow to Highland Park, uptown to old East Dallas, Josh will be there to guide you through the process of buying or selling your home. Now, Josh is a UT grad, a lifetime Texas X. He's reliable, savvy, and from a personal perspective, he's a really great guy to chat with. So why don't you give him a call and chat with him today about your real estate needs in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. His number is 972-917-8081. That's 972-917-8081. Or you can reach him at his website, which is joshholdenrealestate.com. All the contact details are in the description below. Thanks so much. And back to the show.
This one is also a big addition just because of what it means for Texas 2026 recruiting class. The Longhorns had Yaheem Riley committed. They have Hayward Howard Jr. committed. And now you add in a corner in Samari Matthews. Really helps that corner class. What may be next when they're recruiting defensive back? I know they're thinking about another corner out in California and also looking around for more additions.
They are. Like, I think they would be pat with two in this cycle simply because Cade Phillips, who was originally a safety, is going to start off at cornerback. And another thing that I think is substantial here is that with this cycle, you know, you got to find the right parts. You want to get the best prospect you can, but you can't overspend at too many places. You want to try to find the best balance. I think Texas has done that with their corners in the last few cycles. Like, I feel like with Kobe Black and with Wardell Mack and those guys, you know, ready to take the next step, I think that's kind of been part of that building, part of that foundation. And so Jermaine Bishop is a guy that could go on either side of the ball. Like, right now, if they don't sign another receiver in this class, and we feel like they're going to add one more wide receiver, but if they don't, you could see Jermaine Bishop on offense. If not, Jermaine Bishop will play on defense, and that's a corner all the way. That's a DB. Let me rephrase that. And so I think they put themselves in a really a great position, and they're still in it with Devon Benjamin, I believe, out of Thousand Oaks, California. It's Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State, I think a handful of other schools. But if I'm Texas, I would be happy with these two guys. I still think they're going to add another safety and or another corner. They're going to add another defensive back. But I think with the versatility that they have in this class already, namely a Jermaine Bishop, I think they can be a little bit more picky. And I know Texas fans don't want to hear that because Sark has become very picky, but there's a reason for that. It's the culture that's in this program, and he wants to be just particular with who he brings in around his other guys.
Last thing, you know, we mentioned he was there for a visit for a scrimmage He got to see, you mentioned this, Wardell Mack, Michael Taft, as guys he enjoyed watching. That's just kind of like a recruitment from out of state that we saw last year. Jamie French's recruitment, visited Texas, saw a lot of the city of Austin and the school, saw the football program, saw guys he felt like he could look up to. And so a lot of overlap in those two pursuits.
Absolutely. We've got to remember with Samari, with Jamari, with Hayward Howard, all those guys, they're versatile. These guys are interchangeable. And I think that's part of what Sark really likes. He likes that versatility in these kids. But at the same time, I think Samari is a lockdown corner. I think that's what they love about him. I think you can see it on the tape. You can see it in his mindset. He's built for that life. And it's tough. I mean, it's not only at Texas. It's in the SEC. I mean, there's a money room. They call it the money wall in Texas for that DB room, just because all those guys that Dwayne Aquina has been able to coach over the years and help out among other DB coaches. But I think Samari and Texas just made too much sense. They did the dance early on, and they saw each other eye to eye. There was a twinkle. There was a spark. And it just continued to flow. And at the end of the day, I think Texas wound up stealing this kid. Like, this is a kid that you see playing at a Florida, an Alabama, a Georgia, you know, something like that, because that of his demeanor, his intangibles, and what he can bring to the field.
Much needed commitment for Texas. We're going to have a lot of analysis on Samari Matthews, including on InsideTexas.com. So make sure you go there. $1 will get you access all the way up until the Ohio State kickoff. That's what you're going to want to check out. Team info is just around the corner. SEC Media Days, just around the corner. So head to InsideTexas.com. $1 gets you access until August 30th. And, of course, our guy Paul Wadlington put together the best Texas Longhorns preview in Thinking Texas Football, a look at every Longhorn opponent, every player on the roster, the SEC, and college football at large. You're going to want to get it. Link is in the description. So, Justin, always good talking commitments with you. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.